perfection, harmonic perfection, is what appears to be chaotic. And that which seems to be chaotic and rule against the harmonic balance of the universe is only so because of it being perceived in that way. That harmony includes the capacity, you might say the quantum potentiality, to suddenly
become its opposite. Gentle, gentle children, listen to me or I'll kill you.
People say, where did that come from? Adolf Hitler, Bin Laden, bang, man, we were praying and singing and enjoying the incense, and all of a sudden, a bomb came out of someplace. How can that be? Doesn't that disprove the existence of God? Well, God's hard to get rid of. God just won the vote back into existence again. I was so relieved. I thought they were going to vote God out of existence, out of the money, out of the Constitution. Oof. They're going to take it, in God we trust, and eliminate it. Boy, I was scared. But God made it through by 3 votes or something, or 5 votes. I understand there were 5 idiots that voted against it. Remember, what was her name? Madeline Murray O'Hare. Speaking of karma. I remember this guy on TV trying to eliminate God from our society, and I thought, Jesus, didn't you ever read the story of Madeline? Well, he never heard of karma. Karma's interesting. Oh boy, I'm back in the intellect again. Thank you. Good. Back into reason and logic. Whew, that was scary. Sometimes I think I'm going to disappear. I was talking to my friend here this morning. I said, are you getting smaller? He seems to be getting smaller every time I see him. My clothes keep getting bigger. And as time goes on, you get smaller and smaller. Pretty soon, you're looking up to see yourself in the mirror. Eventually, you disappear, I guess. Well, the karma is really an incredibly great story. You can also skip it altogether. At any one instant, you can just completely and totally surrender all that you think you are to God. And, of course, that could be a karmically determined event. What is the significance of karma? In some instances, it's a profound significance. It also has the capacity to light up areas of your own life so that they make sense. Without understanding karma, as is done in the West, it leaves one with really only one tool to approach God, and that's faith. Because nothing in life makes sense. Why are some children born crippled and blind, born with AIDS, born from cocaine-addicted mothers with brain damage? We noted in earlier lectures that at the moment of birth, everybody already has a calibrated level of consciousness. At the moment of birth, instantly, you enter this domain at a calibrated level of consciousness. Now, we could explain physical differences genetically. We could say, well, that genetic potpourri, the game of chance of genes and sperms and all that stuff,